Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Time for What You're Watching Wednesday.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
What you watching in there?
Americans love television. They wean their kids on it.
USA television much better.
You've been watching too many of those live television shows.
I'm kind of shocked by the Lord's answer on that one.
Really?
Yeah. I don't get it.
They tell him to sit down and shut up?
Essentially.
Oh, well.
He said, essentially, I'm creating all of this.
Yeah.
And then I don't even have the Lord's response to the second complaint by Habakkuk.
Habakkuk.
We may need to study this.
All right. So What You Watching Wednesday, we have been huge fans of Ted Lasso over the course of these last couple of years, right? Because it's been a fantastic show.
It feels so good. It's like every episode, even the last episode, which was kind of weird and bizarre and depressing and a downer, ended nicely.
Fun, right? I mean, on a positive note.
But it was a real dark one.
It was very dark, and I never saw where it was going to go. I thought there was a drug trip involved.
Yes.
Many times I was waiting for there to just be like an awake moment where he snaps out of it, like the Bob Newhart dream thing, and it never happened.
I understand how he hadn't passed out after drinking all of that. How is he still awake?
He did seem very sober after he took the other guys to the private club. And
I mean, I'm like Matt Money Smith on the road. I'm counting this guy's drinks. I'm like, how the hell is he still upright?
Shannon,
you've had two glasses of wine. Thanks, Matt.
He just wanted to make sure that the check reflected what you would actually ingest. The ongoing story of who is Ted Lasso, though, took quite a dip. I mean, at the end of the when they played Manchester City, I'm not going to tell you how that ended, but you get a huge glimpse into what is lurking beneath the happy-go-lucky demeanor of Ted Lasso.
Totally.
And it's great in that there's proof that it's not just a fluffy, feel-good, drop a one-liner show and then move on. There's some heart to it. There's some pain that's involved in the comedy. Should point out, of course, that the show won 4 Emmys, including Brett Goldstein.
Roy Kent.
Roy Kent.
Yeah.
Won, as did Hannah Waddingham, as did...
She's 5'11".
She's taller than that. She's got to be taller than that. She seems like when she did that whole thing
about...
Well,
she wears heels, though, so that puts her at
6'3". She wears some pretty big heels, but
yeah.
There was that scene where she was talking about how she motivates herself and she gets up and she roars like a bear.
Uh-huh.
They shot that thing to make her look like she was 10 feet tall, and it worked 100%. Anyway, so Ted, I think there's one or two episodes left of this season of Ted Lasso. We also saw the trailer last night for The Morning Show. The first episode of the second season dropped in that. That's Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon on Apple Plus. But tonight, I think it's tonight, right? The Wonder Years reboot.
8:30 on ABC, if I'm not mistaken. I loved The Wonder Years growing up. It was one of those shows that the whole family liked. We would watch it together.
Yeah. That, of course, was Fred Savage and Josh Saviano, his good friend. Danica McKellar played Winnie Cooper. I mean, just iconic in terms of how they did this show. Daniel Stern provided the voiceover. So this new version, it's 1968 again, but instead of some unnamed suburb somewhere, probably in New York, because I think, if I'm not mistaken, Kevin wore a Jets jersey or a Jets jacket all the time.
Yes.
But they never really told you where Wonder Years took place.
A poor kid.
Well, that was in 68, though.
Oh, Joe Namath.
Joe Namath. Yeah. I mean, that was... It's not the Jets of the last 30 years. but in this case, they say it is in a part of Montgomery, Alabama. And in fact, they shot this on location in Montgomery, which is pretty cool. And Dean is a kid. Dean Williams, played by E.J. Williams, lives in the desegregated version or area of Montgomery, Alabama, and goes to a desegregated Jefferson Davis High School. Says he doesn't always feel comfortable with some classmates and teachers. He said that the opening line refers to Dean getting the old police talk from his parents, how to handle yourself around cops, a presidential election that created a racial divide. Dule Hill plays his father. He was on, I mean, he's been on all kinds of television shows. I think Psych was probably the most, his longest tenure.
I just found the cliff notes for the book of Habakkuk.
Habakkuk. Yeah.
Unlike other prophetic books that offer warnings of judgment against corrupt nations, the book of Habakkuk is a compilation of the prophet's laments. He questions God's goodness because he sees so much injustice, evil, and tragedy in the world.
See? You don't have to be blind faith is not a real thing.
Right.
It's okay to have doubts.
Yeah.
It's okay to question.
That's exactly what the takeaway is.
Yeah.
It's okay, but you have to have absolute trust in God.
So, Carol, if you're deciding between a Bible study on Habakkuk and listening to our show or coming to actually
You don't have to choose.
Don't choose.
Don't choose.
Bring your Bible.
It's like your children.
Yeah.
You don't have to pick your favorite.
Yeah, we'll turn some water into wine.
Yes, we will.
We are in the middle of What You Watching Wednesday, talking about some stuff that's going on TV.
I started watching last night The Big Leap, I believe it's called, on Fox. It was one of the highly anticipated shows of the fall from the critics. And it's a show about a reality show where normal people compete to be in a dance company. And it's pretty good. It's pretty cute. It's already pulling the strings.
Oh, okay, I've seen the ad for it now that you mentioned it. It's the reality dance show. Mm-hmm. Okay, yes, I have seen the... And is it funny?
It's funny. It's sweet. It's sappy, but not too much. It's great. And everybody in it, you've seen in something else. Like, it's that kind of a cast.
Yeah. Did you happen to watch, speaking of dancing, did you happen to watch Dancing with the Stars?
You know, I started to last night. I wanted to see Cody, and he was great. There's just too many people who I don't know on the show for me to get invested this season, I think.
Is Cody gay?
Yes.
He's dancing with a woman.
Yes.
But JoJo Siwa, gay, dancing with a woman.
Right.
And broke ground, I guess it would have been last night or the night before, as the first same-sex couple dancing on Dancing with the Stars.
Is that because America's ready to see two women dance together but not two men? Or did he prefer to have Cheryl Burke as his... partner? I don't know.
I wonder if it's just the simplility of antiquated dancing roles. I don't know if that makes any sense. He's probably grown up learning this is the traditional lead male dancing part.
Probably.
She's probably done her share of teaching in that lead role, but is obviously as, I don't know.
I don't think Cody's ever danced with a woman before.
That's not true.
I don't think he has.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, because he talks about in his rides, like knowing he was gay and hanging out with all the girls and in middle school being the one who came up with makeup tricks and in fashion and all this stuff. Like he makes no qualms about the fact that he's always been just his personality.
Has he ever worn a wig? He refers to wigs a lot.
I think so. Okay. Yeah, he does.
By the way, Cody...
He loves RuPaul's Drag Race.
Rigsby is one of the Peloton instructors. That's why we know him.
I do his rides because they're easier.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. The women will F you up.
There's some of them. Netflix, really quickly, just a couple of notes. Netflix has bought the rights to the works of Roald Dahl. Roald Dahl, of course, from Matilda fame, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory fame.
James and the Giant Peach.
James and the Giant Peach fame. I mean, those can be some pretty amazing products. And then also Tom Hanks. There's a new movie. It was originally going to come out a year and a half ago called Bios. They changed the name to it. They actually pushed it back three or four times. And now Tom Hanks stars in Finch, the renamed soon-to-debut feature film on Apple TV Plus. I think it starts in November. He plays a robotics engineer in some post-apocalyptic world. He finds a dog, befriends the dog, and builds a robot to help protect him and the dog. And then they go across country, and guess what? Just simply based on the cast list, there's other human beings. So we know that, but that comes out in November.
Did you know that Roald Dahl was a fighter pilot?
No.
Yeah. intelligence officer, diplomat.
This picture that Mondo included, that does not look like a fighter pilot. Now, granted, that's later in his life, but...
Yeah, he was a fighter pilot in 1939.
Wow.
1941.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.